Leighton and Buzz Radio, voice of the town. Let's go. Sponsored by Penn Telecom, connecting you to the future.
Hi, my name's Gennaro Borelli, the voice of the town, and you're listening to Leighton Buzz Radio.
So here we are today at Leighton Road Surgery in Grovebury Road, and I'm very pleased to welcome Alex McGarvey, who's a nursing services manager, and also Brian Scott, who's the vice chair of the PPG, which is the Patient Participation Group. And I've been very kindly invited along because both Alex and Brian would like to tell us about this up-and-coming health and wellbeing fair, which is going to be taking part at the Grovebury Road site, the Leighton Road Surgery in Grovebury Road, this coming Saturday, the 11th of January, and it's on between 11 and 2 p.m. A very warm welcome to Alex and Brian. Perhaps we'll start with Alex. Hello, Alex, and if you'd like to tell us a little bit about your job role here at the doctor surgery.
Yeah, hi. So I'm the nurse manager at the surgery. I'm responsible for all the nursing care that's given. We offer minor illness appointments, sort of on the day appointments. We look after patients with chronic diseases and also, you know, children, baby vaccinations, well women. So my role is basically supervising, maintaining standards and hopefully giving good care.
And your role, Brian, I know you said you're the vice chair of the PPG group.
Yeah, PPGs are there to be a voice of the patients. My favourite phrase is we are critical friends of the surgery. We come to the surgery meetings with a practice manager, sometimes a GP, and we tell them what we think. If it's bad, then we will tell them it's bad. If they're doing things good, we will tell them it's good. We are the voice of the patient.
So almost like a board of governors for a school.
Yes, although we don't have any legal clout, we do make sure they know where things are going wrong and what we like and things that we don't like.
Excellent. And you've been working in partnership with Alex and all the rest of the team and staff here at the surgery, preparing for this coming Saturday's health and wellbeing fair.
Indeed. We've got about a dozen PPG members coming down Friday night and Saturday to help out.
That's fantastic. And it's nice to have that. I know myself being involved with voluntary groups in the town, being chair of LB First, you know, we rely heavily on our volunteers and helpers and members to get involved and help us with the many things that we do in the town as well. So Alex, you'd like to comment a little bit about how the rest of the staff have also been playing their part in working together in partnership in putting this together.
Yeah, absolutely. So the fair was probably the brainchild of the PPG, something that they'd been thinking about for quite a long time, and obviously it's start of a new year, start of a new decade, and so we thought we'd join up with them, get this fair up and running. It's been a really sort of fun experience up until now. We've had members of the team from, you know, admin, from nursing, from the management side, from reception. We've all come together and sort of work together on contacting different organisations, charities, gyms, health clubs, to promote health and wellbeing for the whole of the population, not just for our surgery patients.
So this is actually open to everyone living in Leighton Buzzard and Linslade and surrounding villages. They're all welcome. They don't specifically have to be members of this doctor surgery.
Absolutely not. No, this is for the whole town. We really want to open our doors, welcome patients and non-patients into the surgery. You know, come in, meet the team, see what's going on. You know, we believe that a big part of our role is about keeping people healthy, helping them to make good lifestyle choices, which will enable them to lead happier and longer lives. So I think this is a fantastic opportunity. It's an opportunity for local organisations to showcase what's available and, just to inspire and excite the whole population.
Sounds wonderful. Can you give us a rundown of some of the people that you've got coming along?
Yeah. It's really, really varied. We've got personal trainers. So we've got Rob Pritchard. We've got some of the local gyms. We've got Tiddenfoot Leisure Centre, Liscombe Health Club. We've got Energy Fitness. We've got All About Me Fitness. Then we've got some Pilates teachers. We've got the Move Better Fitness Academy. But then we also go into sort of mental health and mental well-being. So we've got the Lighthouse are coming down, we've got the Recovery College, and then we're into the voluntary sector with sort of Buzz Cycles, Buzzer Buses, LBVPT, and then to crown it all, we've got the medical detection dogs, who I think are definitely worth coming to see and give them a stroke.
Yeah, it isn't all about health, fitness and gyms. It isn't all about that. Yes, they will be there, and if you're thinking about joining a gym this time of the year, people do, great, that's for you. But the other side, we're doing a World Teddy Clinic. So if you've got some little kids coming, let them come down, bring their teddy. The nurses will stick some bandages on. They can have a stethoscope. They can listen to their heartbeat. All the things that the kids have to put up with when they come down to see the GP. Alex has said Buzz Cycles and the Ramblers. If you don't want to go to a gym, you want to do something a bit more less stressful, shall we say. If you're having trouble with transport, we've got Buzzer Buses coming, cover the town, doctor's surgeries and the supermarkets. And we've got LBVPT coming, they cover the hospitals. So if you're worried about transport, come and have a word with them. We've got Macmillan Cancer Support and the Red Cross Mobility Aids. And I think Barry's bringing some mobility aids, the sort of thing that you can get from them for a small donation. It's a whole range of things. Yes, there are gyms and health clubs, but that isn't the whole picture. So come down. Anyone, any patient, just come down. And I believe if you're an LRS patient, you can even get a flu jab.
That sounds very good. But having been involved in an accident the early part of last year, I certainly know how important the Red Cross were when it came to finding out where I could get hold of a wheelchair, having suffered a broken leg. So it was a really, you know, important learning curve for me. But if you can come down to one place and access all of that information in one place, yeah. And obviously it's open to everybody in the community and all people of all ages and backgrounds, then that's fantastic. So, Alex, is this something that you think might become a regular event on the calendar? Is this something that you might look to repeat in the future?
Definitely, yes. It's definitely going to be an annual event. We may even be tempted to put something on in the summer.
Mm. Now, for one, perhaps, there's the Leighton Road site, as opposed to the Groby Road site, lends itself to having something outside when the weather's a bit better.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea. I mean, certainly this time of the year, you're absolutely right. It's a time when people do reassess their lifestyles, and lots of people think about their general fitness and well-being, and are looking for help and advice as to where to begin, people of all ages. But you're right, I think, you know, in the summer it's quite nice as well when the weather's better and people are outdoors and maybe looking to do outdoor activities. Then it's something that could be perhaps repeated or done, tweaked and done in a slightly different way with slightly different people coming along. I know there's businesses in the town like Dorvik Cycles, for example, that's right opposite my salon in Bridge Street, and they do a fantastic range of electric bikes which are great for people that are recovering from injuries or perhaps are of a certain age and aren't as fit as they used to be. But, you know, it's a great way of getting back on a bike and getting back on the road again. So that could be something that you could think about in the future as well.
If your phone system sounds like this, speak to Penn Telecom for a painless transition to a voiceover IP system. You can keep your existing number. It's low cost to get started and with no long-term contracts. With Penn Telecom, you can have a future-proof switchboard without huge outlay, and we're Ofcom regulated. Call Penn Telecom on 01525 868 555. We're connecting you to the future.
Hi, my name's Gennaro Borelli, the voice of the town, and you're listening to Leighton Buzz Radio. So just to give everyone a heads up on some of the things that are up and coming in the next week in Leighton Buzzard, We've got the next meeting of the local branch of Federation of Small Business, the special interest group, which is taking part next Tuesday evening, the 14th of January at 7 p.m. at Alpha Marketing on Boss Avenue in Leighton Buzzard. That's on the industrial estate just off of Grovebury Road. So all local business people are welcome to come along. And if you're interested to find out more about the Federation of Small Business and also what we, the local special interest group, do locally and what we're going to be focusing on for the coming year, then please do come along. I chair that committee and I'll be all too happy to welcome you there. One of the things that we'll be talking about on the agenda is last year's successful Small Business Saturday that took place in December. So we'll be reviewing that and talking about that and looking at what we can do for this coming year. We're also looking at putting on some training event for local businesses and discussing what kind of training would be apt and relevant and what is it that local businesses are looking for in particular. And there's also a section where we're going to be talking about what's happening in the town at the moment and what other areas we can be focusing on as a local group to help improve and promote the business connectivity across the town. So if you're interested, then please do come along. Be happy to see you there. You can also contact us here at Leighton Buzz Radio by getting in touch. You can email studio@leightonbuzzradio.co.uk, or alternatively, go to the website. That's www.leightonbuzzradio.co.uk. And you can access all our contact details there. Please do get in touch if you'd like to find out more. Also, if you have any news or anything you'd like to talk to us about that's relevant to do with the town centre or local businesses or even up-and-coming events, anything like that, do get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you and we'd love to speak to you. Also, the other things that we're going to be looking at that's up and coming this particular month is the drop-in session meeting that will be taking place at the White House on Hockliffe Street, the Town Council building, where senior Central Beds officers will be there and they'll be looking forward to speaking to local residents and local business people about ideas and proposals for development of the south side of the high street. Now, this is a very early stages, but it's a positive step in the right direction. And after a very successful public campaign, applying pressure and also making sure that certainly for the time being, there is no development of residential flats on that land, this is a really good step in the right direction. But we would like to see as many people there as possible. And as soon as we have that date confirmed with us, we will be letting you know. So make sure you stay tuned and listen out for regular updates on Leighton Buzz Radio. My name's Gennaro Borelli, the voice of the town, and you're listening to Leighton Buzz Radio.
Leighton Buzz Radio, voice of the town. Let's go. Sponsored by Penn Telecom, connecting you to the future.